Edmonton Oil Kings down 2-0 in the Western League final. They are back home tomorrow night right here on TSN 1260 at 7 o'clock. They will host Portland. Then again on Wednesday, head coach Derek Laxdal joins us. Derek, definitely not the way you wanted this series to start, but let's give me your overall impressions about what you liked from your team, first of all, in those first two games.
Well, if you look back at both games, Jason, obviously we'd like to be coming out of Portland up 2-0, or at least a split. And if you look at some of our play, there's actually some real good 5-on-5 play. If you look at game one, we were down 3-0 in the first period, but besides those three goals, we actually played pretty well 5-on-5. And then as the game went along, we were chasing that game, we got it to 3-2, and then, you know, we gave up, we took a couple bad penalties, and they got up on us 4-2, and then they got another goal 5-2. But I didn't mind some of our 5-on-5 play, but one thing we've got to do is try and generate some more offense from our 5-on-5 play. And then our special teams haven't been too bad. Obviously, we didn't score early on that power play in game one. I think that kind of set the tone for that game. But overall, you know, we can take some good things away from it, and then we'll just park the negative things that have happened.
You you know, the first period obviously has not been good for you in both games. So I know it's not a preparation thing. That's not really been an issue with you. You tip your hat a little bit to Portland. Was it nerves at all, Derek? What's gone wrong in the first 20 minutes?
Well, you know what? If you had a chance to be down in Portland, Jason, that building is absolutely electric. 11,000. They curtain off the top bowl. They don't let any more people in the building. So they packed that place full, 11,000. And those American fans are just absolutely crazy. Portland really feeds off that, and with their offense, their high octane offense, it just ramps them up. But we look at the five goals we've given up in the first period, and you can take three or four of those and just say, "Hey, we made mental mistakes on these pucks." It wasn't as if they did anything special. But at the end of the day, you have to give them credit because they have such a high octane team. They skate well, and they back pressure the puck so hard. You know, they are forcing us into making some mistakes, and you got to give them credit in that aspect. But we have to adjust, and we have to, now that we've got them back on home ice, you know, you can take the fans out of it, and we want to try and generate some energy from our end.
Head coach of the Oil Kings, Derek Laxdal, joins us. Creating energy against Portland, how do you feel is the best way to go about it?
Well, we have to get physical. You know, and we have to get physical with controlled emotions. I thought last night in the second, third period, we started to gain some traction in our game. We had some good looks. And then once we got some looks, we weren't willing to shoot the puck. So you can see our guys are a little frustrated right now. They're probably still a little nervous, and they've got to get through that. We've got to get over that and understand we're playing for a championship. And if you don't get through it quick enough, you might be going home. So yeah, at the end of the day, we've got to turn around. We had a real positive meeting today, and we've got to try and create some energy. And we've got to get our big guys playing a little bit better. You know, Curtis Lazar had okay first two games. You know, I thought Henrik Samuelsson was outstanding last night. Got to get some more contributions from, you know, Mitch Moreau, Eddie Kuhl, Reed Patrick, and just get some guys stepping up.
At home, Derek, you have last change. Do you feel matchups will be a big advantage for you? And if so, what are some of your plans? Are there certain guys you feel that if you get on the ice that you can exploit Portland a little bit more?
Well, you know, if you look at their top nine forwards, Jason, that's the best top nine forwards probably in Canada in the Canadian Major Juniors. So it's going to be real tough for us to match up. But one thing that we'll try and match up is obviously, you know, Griffin Reinhardt, Henrik Samuelsson against the Patan line or the DeLeo line. Both of those lines can score at will. So we've got to make sure that we either have Curtis Lazar's line out there or Samuelsson's line. We made actually a couple line changes last night. So we're really just going to try and get some energy out of our forward group and roll them hard. And then what we'll do on the back end is try and match up our defense and, you know, put a little bit of onus on each line. You're going to have to defend, but when you get the puck, you're going to have the green light to go on the offense.
Yeah, Portland's, you know, they're a very dynamic team offensively. Do they like to take chances? Do you think, and I don't know, Derek, if you want to necessarily get into a full-out pond hockey type of game, but do you feel that, do you have to beat them by trying to play run and gun, or do you think you can beat them by smothering them?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you try and play the track meet game with them, it's like the tortoise and the rabbit. And we definitely don't want to try that. So we have to really try and minimize that type of game. And game one, I don't know if you watched the second period, it really opened up and it just became an unbelievable track meet. The pace was unbelievable. And then we had to try and settle down. We want to try and wear them down with some offensive zone time. We want to try and take away the middle of the ice and make sure that we have five guys back every time defending it. If you do get into that track meet, you always got to make sure you're working back over the puck. And what happens when you do that, you start taking chances, you get two-on-ones, and you start turning in the corners, and they're so dynamic in their transition game. And that's the way they play. They take some high risks, but they really track back hard to make up for their mistakes.
Derek, you were a pretty offensive juggernaut team yourself, right? Portland and Kelowna are the only teams that score more goals than you. You only scored 3 goals in 2 games, so we can talk a lot about defense, but your offense, you need more from some of your big dogs.
Well, we do. You know, and I mentioned that earlier in the segment here, is you have to be willing to shoot the puck, and if you look at some of the goals that they scored, they're not the great tic-tac-toe plays that team can make. They're simple pucks to the net, and that's the thing that our players have to overcome is, if I put a puck on net, it's got a chance on going in. If it doesn't go in, I'm going to create a second chance opportunity. And, you know, I think our kids are kind of almost frozen a little bit. They have to just kind of get back to just keeping it simple. And that's playoff hockey. You have to have that overtime mentality, funnel pucks to the net, go to the net hard, and good things will happen. And that was the message today to our kids.
You sense just a confidence in your group despite being down 2-0 that you're back home where you haven't, you've performed very well.
Well, you know what? Like we talked about today, there's 20 other teams that wish they were in our position and they would take it being down 2-0. So our goal tomorrow night is to get that first win and try and get this series to 2-1. And 2-1 doesn't look that bad. Now, if you get down 0-3, it looks a little bit different. But for us, we're focused on tomorrow night, and we're just one game at a time. And, you know, we can't win 4 games tomorrow night. We can win one. And that's going to be our goal, is to get that 63rd win of the season. And we told the kids today, like, you guys have won 62 hockey games this year. What an accomplishment. Let's try and get that 63rd.
Derek, you look at Pouliot and Dumba and their back end, and I talked to Mike Johnson last week, and he felt like at the start of the year his defense was his weakness, but they added Dumba, and you know they can really move the puck up. You hadn't really faced a team that has that type of puck-moving ability on the back end. How much do you have to change maybe your forechecks at all to try to slow down a team like that that has such skilled puck-movers on the back end?
Yeah, you really do. You know what? Pouliot and Dumba are great puck-movers. And then they got a couple kids, the big Swede. They're the Cedarholm kid that was drafted by Vancouver. He's a real stay-at-home guy, but he does make a real good first pass. And then they picked out a kid out of Western Michigan College who failed out, the Garrett Haar kid that they traded from Manhattan. And they've got a real good four in the back end. And they've got a young 16-year-old that moved pucks well. But for us, that's the key, is we can't get into soft chip game. They do such a good job getting back on pucks. We have to get them in an area, hard rim, cross ice, dumps, or just, you know, make sure that we get in on the forecheck and finish our hit. They don't like to be hit. You know, whenever we hit them on the forecheck, we get a little bit of offensive zone time. And that's the key to their team, is they defend fast, and we want them to defend slow. And we have to get on guys like Pouliot hates to get hit. He'll jump out of the way of a hit, but he's really good at spinning off. So we have to make sure that we get a piece of him every time we forecheck.
So do you have to change your philosophy on how you dump the puck in? Are you going to dump it in maybe a like flip job so it's going back slower so you have more time to get on them? How do you alter that?
We really have to do a good job. And one of the things we like to do is we want a hard rim pucks past the goaltender, because now the defensemen are going back expecting a soft chip. And now when it's coming around the wall, now we can steamroll a guy coming down the wall and start that offensive zone time. And I thought we did a better job in game one, actually, at dumping pucks than we did in game two. But I thought last night we did a better job of getting the pucks and creating some offensive zone time. So for us, it's just going to be a matter of trying to get some zone time off the rush. And we like to be a possession team, Jason. We don't like to give up the puck. But if we have to dump it in, it's going to be a hard rim cross ice dump. And the guys are taught, you have to read the situation. You have to read where the defensemen are coming through the neutral zone. Get your head up.
Derek, continue the success. Should be a boisterous crowd tomorrow night at Rexall Place. Looking forward to game 3. Appreciate it.
Should be good. We're excited for the guys. I know our guys are excited to play in front of our fans.